We're going to look at Tehillim Kuflamed Zayin, which is Al Naros Bavel, which is a minhag that we have is to say this during the 9 days when it comes to eating bread. Some do, some don't. It's like minhag is in camps that people do. But to take a look at this, that this relates to that of the Chorbanos. The Gemara in Gittin that we just had about a week ago discussed this idea, and that tells us that Al Naros Bavel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu B'Zachrinu Sion. So the Gemara in Gittin tells us that's relating to two different chorbanos, two different destructions. So the Gemara there in Nun Zayin says, "My dechsev al naros bavo shami shami gam machin bezachin osiyon melamei cherakosh baruch hu leDavid chorban bayis rishon." That David now had ruach hakodesh, he had divine inspiration about the destruction of the first base of Migdash and the second base of Migdash, and because the first base of Migdash is mentioned in Al Naros Bavel from the by the waters of. By the rivers of Babylon, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, there we cried. And then later on, in Pasuk Zayin, it says, Zechor Shem Levnei Edom, Esyom Yushalayim, remember the days of Edom, which is referring to the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, within this paragraph, this is why we have the meaning of saying this, within this paragraph, relates to the two types of destructions. It's interesting when you look at, we're going to try to look at the first three psukim over here, based on the Mefarshim that are presented, this idea of what was actually going on. So it's not clear what time frame this is. Al Naros Bavel, is it immediate? Or is it way later, after they're exiled, after a number of years? The classic interpretation is that it's somewhat immediate, that when we're sitting on these rivers, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, there we sat by the rivers, B'Zachreinu HaTzion, we remembered what was actually happening in Tzion in Yerushalayim. So it's not clear. We'll take a look at the Radak that presents over here. He says that this is Nemar Aloshon HaLevim. This was recited by the Levim, who were the ones who do all the singing. Asher Galu Bagalas Bavel. And therefore, Hayusham Misbodidim Yoshim Yishomimim. They sat by the rivers there, because there, at least they were alone. They're far away from everybody else. Hayinu Bochim Bezachrein HaSion. Therefore, they cried when they remembered Tzion. So why were they hanging out by the rivers of this place? It seems like they needed to do this because that's where they had some level of privacy to be able to cry out, that perhaps it wasn't going to be acceptable they would do it otherwise. If you look at the Malbim presents a little bit of a different approach, and he tells over here, Nisyase Lashana Harishona Shakavash Koresh as Bavil. This is written, again, it's all David HaMelech writing it, but it's talking about the time when Koresh overtook Bavil, and therefore, what does Al Naros Bavil mean over here? Masha Bachinu B'Bavel Svasbal Nealtzion. The fact that we were crying there, Lo Yabavor Sheibadnu Atovas Hagashmias Me'oshva Akinyanim Sodas Ukramim. No, it's not because we had nothing and we were poor and we were sitting by the rivers. Kigam Al Naros Bavel Sham Yashavni. We were even able to. We had waterfront property to be able to sit there. Ritzon Olam Meshav Yashinu Yeshivas Keva. We weren't just hiding out there. We actually had homes by the rivers. Vayalanu sham nachla sada v'kerem. We had beautiful fields. We had everything that we needed. As it says, benum batim eshuv v'nitu ganas v'chlas piryon. So we had everything that we had. So it's not happening the moment we were exiled, but it's actually happening much later. And we had our waterfront properties in Bavel. V'chozos gam bachinu. Nonetheless, we still cried when we remembered Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because we remember what Kedusha Tzion is actually all about. Shasham haya beis hamikdash. That's why the Beis Hamikdash avod v'ashchina v'zebachinu al ha'osher aruchni shenavad mitanu. We had tremendous wealth. It was a spiritual wealth that we had. We lost that. Even though we had our physical pleasures and our physical wealth, nonetheless, we actually lost that. So if you note over here, this is a little bit more matim for us, that you see for us, that we can have all the wealth, all the riches, and all the things that we want. But so too, during their time, they had the same idea. But nonetheless, they went and stopped to cry because they're lacking the spirituality that they had at that time. So according to the Malbim, it's happening when the Jews actually are on their way up, and they have tremendous wealth during this time, and nonetheless they're able to pause on that and recognize the pain that they're actually going through. If you look at the next pasuk, it says, Al Aravim Besocha Talinu Kinor Senu. So Al Aravim, which Rashi points out is a reference to Aravim here, willows, that we were hanging by the riverfront, and there are willows around us, Talinu Kinor Senu. We hung our musical instruments there. What does it mean to hang our musical instruments there? So we said that there's two different approaches as to what time frame this is actually happening over here. So here the Radak points out, Ki ha'aravim gedelim al svas ha'naharos, k'shinu yoshim al svas ha'nar k'vi l'chinosinu v'adin l'or ashir b'kim enaginim b'tzion. You know what we would do? Again, he's going back when this is probably initial part of exile. when we would sit by the rivers and we would have our harps and other musical instruments to remind us and to sing about what happened in Zion. Ukashayinu Maila Malibon Libenu Zion, we would remind ourselves about Zion. Hainu Nochim Kinorsenu Mirov Yagon Venu Tolomosan Malaravim. We would even hang him up. We would say, we can't handle this. We want to be able to play. We're in so much pain. Because all we want to do is singing these songs for the sake of Yerushalayim, for Eretz Yisrael. Venu Yoshim Ubochim. Means that we sat in Bavel and we cried. So if you take a little imagery over here, different than the Malbim, the Radak seems to be telling us over here that what the Jewish people are actually going through there is the Levium had a particular job. And their job was singing in the Beis HaMikdash. And now they're exiled. And now they have fantastic abilities, but nonetheless, they can't use it. And that's where the next pasuk, according to the Radak, flows. It says, Kisham Shelunu Shoveinu. There, the Babylonians requested of us, the people above, they requested us, sing for us. Divrei Shiva Tolenu, sing for us. You guys are fantastic musicians. I want you to sing for us. Tolenu Simcha. Shiru Lanu Mishir Tzion. Sing us some of the songs you guys had. It was amazing. We heard about the remarkable songs you guys had. And therefore, the Radak says, no, that we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. They were saying, please, we want you to do this. Some either forced or they're requesting them. Shenashir Lanu Mishir Tzion. Azayinu Bochim. That's when we would cry. And we would say, Eich Nashir, how can we sing this in Pasuk Dalet? Eich Nashir, Shir Hashem al Admas Necher. How can we sing the song of Hashem? What do you mean the songs of Hashem? We're not talking about just like Zmiros. We're talking about that they're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the music itself. How can we do it al Admas Necher? The Malbim points out Admas Necher, just switching over for a moment. He says Admas Necher is Admas El Necher, a land of foreign gods. Hefech Shir Hashem. How can we sing a Shir Hashem on a land that has foreign gods? It doesn't mean that we're just singing it on a foreign land. It means that their whole essence of what they are foreign gods. Almost like when we think about ourselves, how can we sing our songs in a land that's full of foreign gods? That's the same idea that we have in our lifetime as well, a similar idea. So it, according to the Radak, this is flowing over here in this idea, because this is what they're requesting of us. And they said, we can't do this. How can you expect us to do this? Like, you know, you take a chazan who was a chazan in the best Beit HaKnesiyos, you take a rav who was a magid shir in the greatest of places, and then they throw him out and they take him in some public school or some church and say, why don't you give us one of the shirim you gave when you were in Panovich? Give us a shir, come on. We want to learn the same thing that you were learning over there. Eich nashir, how can we do this? Levim are saying over here, how can we do this? Eich nashir, shir Hashem, al admas necher. And therefore the Sforno tells us, he says, uvezeh kidashnu es Hashem Elokeinu. By questioning and saying, I can't do this. That was the greatest Kiddush Hashem that they could have at that moment. Not by doing something else, but Eich Nashir, you asking me to do this? Uvazek Hidash Nemes Hashem Elokeinu. That's how we created the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, by saying it's not okay for us to be able to try to convert ourselves from what we were doing before for the sake of Hashem and now do for others. This is, those are the words of this one over here. So the Malbim has more to say on this idea, but nonetheless, the Radak is pointing out that this is from the beginning of time, and this is the pain you can imagine, that if someone had a particular job doing things for the sake of Hashem, and now suddenly they're thrown out, and they're being hired by other people to do this, Eich Nashir Hashem, gives a little insight into the pain the Levim actually went through.